Welcome to the Viking Press Pass. I am Matthew Nickel, and joining me tonight, senior offensive lineman Max Castle. So, Max, thanks for connecting me, with me here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I really want to start off, Max, with the past, I'm going to say 12 to 15 months, and talk a little bit about, the surgery, the rehab, the recovery. I don't know if that's the right time frame, but that's what I'm using to lead in here. So Why don't you just share a little bit about maybe what the last year has been like for you with the surgery and the rehab and kind of leading up to this season?
Yeah. So, I would say May of my sophomore year. So about a year and a half ago, slipped a disc while lifting, squatting, kind of dealt with that throughout the summer, and dealing with cortisone shots and rehab, and kind of just got worse as time progressed. So late July, we decided to get surgery, and everything went well with that through the next 6 weeks, I believe. So I was actually at camp, my junior year, walking around, helping coaching, and then had complications with that around 6 weeks after the first surgery, which caused me to go into emergency surgery for my next one. That was early September, 2024. And, then had to kind of restart the rehabbing process after that. And, started lifting again in January. Luckily was good enough to, practice spring ball, which was good. And yeah, luckily feel good today playing. Just blessed, really.
Man, that's what was the biggest struggle? Was it more the physical rehab part of it, or was it more like the mental, the drive, the motivation? Like, can I still play again? Like, was it the mental part, or was it more the physical part that that was the bigger struggle of the two?
I'd say they both were definitely a huge struggle. Mentally, it was probably harder. Physically, like, I'd dealt with injury before, and I don't have a problem with dealing with that. But kind of dealing with the back was a different pain than I've been used to before. So the pain aspect kind of went with the mental aspect with that. Just kind of like with back, if you mess it up too bad, you don't want to be hurt for life, and everyday things, you're not feeling the same. So definitely that was a big aspect in why mental was so hard. Cause recovering from surgery, that was my main goal, but I thought if I could play football again, like, I would definitely be, could definitely help with being healthy for the rest of my life. Cause playing O-line is definitely more of a toll on your body than I hope my everyday life will be after football. Definitely the mental aspect was definitely something tough and something I hadn't dealt with before. Mm-hmm. It's still something I deal with to this day. I got to push through, but, it's getting better week by week, day by day.
So do you feel like mentally, like, you're getting stronger mentally, kind of working through that? And the reason I asked that is because I remember when I tore my ACL, again, it was the same thing, or like, am I ever going to come back? Am I ever going to do it, do this again? And I tore it after I graduated while I was out in Colorado. But you still have the same thought process, because I still like to play competitive sports and be very involved in some of that stuff. And, I was like, not trying to attach like a self-worth to the injury, like, just because I'm not, just because I got an injury, am I less of a person because of the physical capability? And, I think there was some initial kind of question just personally, did anything like that ever kind of creep into your thought process? And if so, like, how did it make you more resilient kind of coming out of it?
Definitely felt that way, especially like coming after my sophomore years when I got hurt, and I was planning on having a pretty good junior year. We're planning to start right away. So yeah, that definitely took a toll, getting injured, just thinking that way. And then I still deal with that, you know, just I'm always pushing to be better than what I was before being injured. Like I always say in my head, like, I don't want to be good poor guy with back surgery. I want to be good like I was before. I want to be dominant and everything like that. So there definitely is like a mental that's in the back of my head all the time. Like, is this going to make me less of a man, like less of a player, but always something I kind of try to use to fuel me and make me better. If that makes sense, you know?
Yeah. 100%. Well, and, you know, I went up to the Loris scrimmage, took my boys up there, and, you know, as I was kind of walking by, you know, everyone was going up for their first series, and I see number 72 at left tackle. And I was like, one, I was super excited to see you back on the field. I think mm-hmm. one, that's just tremendous. The second part, I was like, you're also at a different position. That's a little yeah. interesting. So we'll talk about that here in a little bit, that change. But I also heard, like you mentioned, you know, spring ball you got to participate in. I also heard that the Europe trip was kind of great for you. So tell me a little bit about just spring ball and why maybe the Europe trip was a big positive for you.
Yeah. I'll really have to shout out my O-line coach, Dave Ragone there, because after him getting news of me having back surgery, he immediately pushed for me to go to the Italy trip because I wasn't originally planning him going to it just because it's a big cost and, you know, yeah, that's the main reason. But so he did a lot of work pushing me to do that because it gave me, I believe, 10 extra practices in spring ball and a full game to kind of almost warm up my body for going full contact again and playing full game speed. So yeah, the Italy trip was perfect for that. Definitely helped me out a lot going into the summer, just knowing I can play full speed and put a guy in the ground and get hit hard and not have my back give out, you know? So, yeah, that Italy trip was definitely just a great trip all around and good for my football career this past year.
So outside of the football, what mm-hmm. was a highlight for you personally on that trip?
I think just being with all my friends, teammates, brothers on that trip for the week. You know, we all stayed together. I stayed with our quarterback, Jimmy McCoo. So that was actually good. I got to get to know him and get closer with him, which I feel like helps getting to know the guy who's starting quarterback. Gonna be
you're the blind side, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I should get to know him. Yeah. So and just being with the players, getting to know their families too. I just felt like, especially going into camp this year and all along, I know everyone so much better and just feel closer to everyone as a whole. So that was definitely my favorite aspect. And then being out of the country for the first time, I mean, it was beautiful everywhere. And yeah, great, great opportunity.
I know every time I hear about it, I'm just going to keep putting a plug. Like I should go with, you know, one of these times. I keep telling my wife, I'm like, you know, you think we could get away for like a week or so and, you know, without the kids and kind of go overseas and do this. I was like, yes, it'd be centered around football, but it also kind of wouldn't be as well. But
yeah.
I'm still working on that. So I'm trying to work on that trip and then the Florida baseball trip. Those are two things I'm yeah. working on her on. So I haven't quite got her there yet. But well, let's go back like 4 years because back to your high school senior year, because you moved from D-line to O-line.
Yes.
So what led up to why you made that change kind of at that point? Because obviously you've stuck with it, you've been successful at it, but you know, kind of going back to that, it's a little bit different mentality, right? It's mm-hmm. it takes a different type of person, you know, physically, mentally, It's just a completely different style of play. Tell me a little bit about, you know, why you maybe made that change, and, you know, how has it kind of worked out well for you? I mean, gosh, you're our starting left tackle, so it's worked out pretty darn well.
Definitely. It was definitely a blessing in disguise when it first happened. Really, I hadn't started in varsity until my senior year. My junior year, I kind of got bigger and started working out and was getting ready to make an impact on the field. So I was really getting amped up for my senior year to play D end. I was 240 pounds, which I thought was a good size for a D end at that time. And I came back from a vacation in camp, summer camp of my senior year. And it was about a week or two before our first game. And they were just like, we don't have a left tackle. Can you play left tackle? I was like, sure. If you need me to play left tackle, I can play left tackle. I really just wanted to play. I'd start wherever they put me. They wanted me to kick and punt, I'd kick and punt. But, so that I kind of played it like a D-end. I was really heavy on my hand and was athletic enough that I can move like that. So that worked out well for me. Ended up getting first team all conference, which was nice. When I was getting recruited by Ragone and all of the Augie coaches, I still at heart wanted to be a DN. I was like, do you still want me to play DN? And they're like, you just went all conference at O-line. Like, you're not playing defense ever again. Like, ended up going from 240 at the end of my senior year to 275 entering camp my freshman year, eating a lot of chicken fingers back at home. And it's worked out pretty well. Like I'd say, a blessing in disguise, because definitely wasn't my favorite at first, but kind of just accepted it, tried to learn my best. And I really like where I'm at today.
Well, I mean, you're not adverse to change, right? I mean, I had talked about kind of, you know, a few minutes ago, like that Laura scrimmage, you were asked to move from left guard to left tackle. How's that transition been? And how much heads up or time frame, how many days did you get before you had to move to left tackle? I felt like the window was pretty small, but mm-hmm. I never really knew how small it was.
So our left tackle was playing in camp and he got injured, I believe, before Laura's scrimmage. So I had actually no live reps at left tackle before the Laura scrimmage, just mental reps. So that was definitely a quick turnaround from going camp in summer, gearing up to play left guard, and then switching right before season. So, Ragone just came up to me and asked me, he's like, can you play left tackle? And just like I went from DN to left tackle as in high school, I'm always open to change and being uncomfortable if it's going to put our team in the best position. And it's definitely different than left guard, but I like it. And I think I'm doing all right.
Well, tell me a little bit about, like, what's particularly different from your perspective. I was never a lineman, but playing guard to playing tackle at the collegiate level, like, how different is it really?
It's definitely it's not too different, just because I even started off as a freshman at left tackle. So I've got a little experience under my belt at both positions, but it's not too different. Main difference is in pass pro, kind of all alone on that edge with a lot quicker guys. So the footwork changes up a lot there. So that's what I would say the biggest change for me is my stance. Since I'm kind of all on my own out there, I have to be a little more athletic than I am at guard because I got help coming on either side. So that's really the main change. I like to think I'm an athletic O-lineman, so I think I'm fine out there in space. But, that's the main difference. Left guard, you can really get into a guy and see who's stronger and who's got better footwork. And left tackle, it's really evident if you don't have good footwork, and you'll get kind of exposed if you don't. But I'm very big on footwork, so I've been doing all right.
Well, and you know, especially at that left tackle spot, and you know, even at the right tackle, right? You, a lot of times you're matched up, especially if it's like a front four, you're matched up typically on who's their stud rusher, you know, stronger, fastest, you know, kind of defensive lineman. It's not just so much, you know, can I kind of fill space, you know, in that interior, you know, kind of 0-2 and like three gap kind of area. It's like, all right, they're pushing that six gap or that, or the eight gap and the nine gap out there, and really kind of driving that edge. And it's like, you know, not only, especially in those pass plays, like you got to get back because they're firing like a rocket out of it. You know, but a lot of times it's like, that's, you're going up against theoretically one of their most athletic, you know, big men, kind of on that other team. So, it takes a different type of person, I think, to play offensive line. How do you feel like your mindset has changed a little bit, you know, since moving to offensive line, and maybe talk a little bit about, you know, what it takes to be an offensive lineman. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's a number of reads that have to happen. But talk a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, just from even I'll say from going from freshman year to senior year, it's the game's a lot different in the way I see it now compared to when I was a freshman. Just seeing defenses and reading them, that's very big in the O-line because that is so dependent on your technique. And we really drive technique in our independent individual periods in practice. So that's definitely a big thing. And just being aggressive and gritty, that's a big thing on the O-line. But as I've learned, it can only take you so far. So good O-line, like you really have to have a good head on your shoulders. You got to be aggressive and have a good head on your shoulders. So it is a lot to ask to be a good O-lineman because everyone wants to tee off. But if you dip your head and have bad footwork, now you just lost the edge on a guy who's going to wrap in and make a tackle in the backfield. So it's definitely even just moving from D-line where it's kind of just try to mess up the guy in front of you, take over that gap. And O-line, it's kind of more, it's beautiful. It's like chess, you know, as I've learned throughout these years, it's beautiful when you can see the full play in motion. So yeah, just, that's what I would say. I know I kind of went in different areas there, but that's what I would say. O-line difference and what it takes to be a good O-line.
All right, Max, I need some help here. You kind of spurred a question. So you're going to put your coaching hat on for a second. So maybe you can help me out here because so I coach my son's third and fourth grade youth tackle team. Yeah. And gosh, we had such a great game on Sunday. Actually, Mikey Alvarado, he's helping us coach secondary.
Oh, really?
He is. Nice. Yeah. So I swayed him into coming over and helping us. Nice. And he's been doing awesome. But we had a huge game on Sunday. We ended up with a tie. And the one thing I really took out of it was offensively, we really need to work on our blocking footwork, our hand placement, blocking straight up, some of our reach blocks. And I'm really spent yesterday's practice. Like, this is literally what we did. Because, like, regardless if you're a receiver, you're a tight end, you're our H-back up, you know, or you're a lineman, you know, our blocking technique needs to be there. And, you know, it's kind of finding a little bit of gap. So how, thinking about third and fourth grade, how do I really try focusing them on being aggressive and initiating the contact with defensive linemen? Like, do you have any tips here? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because I started football so late. I started in eighth grade, which is pretty late for most people in my area where they're starting in third and fourth grade. But yeah, I mean, that's a hard question. You really just got to get them wanting to hit and getting them hitting correctly, I would say, where they can hit someone and not be in pain from hitting them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's hard because even as a nose tackle in eighth grade, I was scared of getting hit and scared of hitting people because I'm scared of getting hurt. I mean, it's something I feel like it's hard to coach because you just got to get them hitting and hitting them consistently to really get wanting to hit. Like, I feel like that's the only way truly. Because once I started hitting consistently, it's like, okay, it's not so bad. It doesn't hurt so much. So that's the only way I'd put it is, I mean, I'm not saying have these kids tackle drill every day, but maybe they do. Oklahoma, run into each other every day and just get used to
it. We did a version of it, yeah. Like tonight what we did, I said, you know what? So I was thinking a little bit about, you know, talking to you tonight. I was like, you know what? We're going to do some one-on-one drills. So I created some, we'll call them Buckeyes, but they're like Wildcat paw stickers for the helmets. Mm-hmm. And I said, we're going to go one-on-one. And I was like, let's focus on, you know, your elbows in, you know, really getting good leverage. I was like, think of, you know, mm-hmm. we have half of our team wrestles. So I'm like, think about a little bit about that. Elbows yeah. in, nice stance. You know, you're not letting your, you know, your feet kind of cross each other, you know, nice, good mm-hmm. footwork. And whoever can drive the other person 2 yards back, best of three, let's go. And that was probably one of the best, like all the kids were in it. I mean, they were fighting for a sticker for their helmet, right? It's a badge mm-hmm. of honor. And yeah. man, it was so much fun tonight with them just going after it. Mm-hmm. and so, yeah, so it's like, man, how do you just get kids at that age to just like be physical? And
yeah, I mean, I'd say just knowing the form and having correct form and knowing how to hit, like that's the best way to like have kids hit good. But I feel like kids, it's either sometimes they got it and sometimes they're just not ready to hit yet. But that's, I've never coached. I'm not quite sure.
That's my first year for youth tackle. So, you know, so mm-hmm. I'm not a pro. Let's talk a little bit about your accounting major track. And I want to mm-hmm. hear a little bit about your internship, but start with, you know, why did you choose accounting as kind of your major?
Just always something I've kind of been interested in. I had a good high school teacher who was also my coach, and coached my brother in basketball, me in football. His name was Mr. Taviani, and he taught me in accounting and banking and finance. And he kind of just got me interested, was one of those teachers I always looked up to. And then just all my parents and grandparents have always been teachers, and just not something that has really interested me. So I kind of wanted to go into the business aspect, change things up a little bit. So that's really what kind of started it. And then just recently, because I'm almost done with my accounting major, I did added on two more with business analytics and business intelligence. So yeah, really getting the most out of my tuition here.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you were an intern at Centennial Tax and Accounting. Was it this past summer? Is that right?
This past spring, during the
past tax spring. Season. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, was that your first internship or?
Yeah. And it was wonderful. I love the people there. Such a great opportunity that I had, especially with having the back stuff going on and football going on at the same time during the spring. Some of those bigger companies, they're not as relaxed with people and their schedules. So it was great. They opened me in like family, and it was a wonderful experience. I might be going back there again this next spring and helping out with taxes again. But we'll see.
I like it. What was, you know, and the other reason I saw that, you know, cause I looked at your LinkedIn, but then I saw someone you had interned with and also then kind of posted a picture and was talking about, it looks like you guys maybe had, I don't know, 5 or 6 folks that were maybe a part of the internship group, but like, what was the day, you know, what was your day, day in the life of your internship and what did that kind of look like?
So really it was just, I would usually go in on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, after my 8:30 class, drive, it's about 15 minutes away in Davenport, off of Brady Street, and then, go in, log in to my desk, my computer. I had 3 computers, and then log in, clock in, and start working on tax returns, drink a lot of coffee, and, yeah, that was about it.
All right. I feel like my eyes would get crossed after a while. So
I definitely did. It was a little more relaxed. So, sometimes like me and all the interns were in a row. So we'd watch golf on his phone while doing tax returns. So wasn't too bad. So yeah, definitely a good experience.
No, that sounds like it. Yeah, I have, I've had a guy, kind of a friend of our families have done for years, and I'm amazed at how quickly he can come into our house. He works on it, gets it done. You know, he's in and out. And then, what I pay him, I'm like, how many have you done this year? He goes, well, I'm probably doing like almost 800 or so, I think, this year, like just individually. And I'm like, my Lord, you're pulling in some bank in a matter of like 3 months. So yeah. it's a nice skill to have, my man.
Yeah. Well, hopefully after football, I can't imagine having the time right now with football in school, but it's going to be weird being an accountant and that's going to be my football in school. So that's, I'm excited for it.
Absolutely. Now I hear you have a couple of interests. Fishing, and you recently got into grilling. So let's talk a little bit. Let's start with fishing. So, what do you like to fish for? Do you fish kind of around the area? Just tell me a little bit about your interest there.
I'm a very basic fisherman. I'm not like on a boat or on a lake. I'm pretty much just with my friend, and we just go on the Fox River where I'm from. I do go fishing around here. Sometimes my girlfriend's from Bendorf, so we go around there sometimes with their family. But yeah, I wouldn't even call myself a good fisherman. Just something I like to do, relaxes me. I definitely say good hobby for me. I'm a very competitive guy, so I'm already like pre-planning for when football's done. Already getting better at golf, so I have something to be competitive at. So,
all right,
I'm gonna need it. I'm a very competitive guy at heart, so I'll lose.
So, what about grilling? So, let's talk a little bit about that. Now, you had the O-line over for a grill out, I heard. Now, are you a charcoal, propane, pellet guy, like? What kind of grilling guy are you?
I'm charcoal right now. The house I'm leasing comes with a charcoal grill. So, being a senior, I don't have a meal plan anymore. I decided I need to get into grilling, and my stepdad's a great cook. Grills some of the best cheesesteaks at the tailgates. If you've ever had one, they're amazing. But yeah, I've just gotten recently into that, and I cooked burgers one time on it, 4 burgers, and instantly thought I was ready for the challenge of having all the O-line over for burgers. And
that's the way it happens.
I was wrong. It was not a good idea. I was doing good at first, and then they're getting hangry, and they're like, I want my burger now. I'm like, all right, you guys all cook your burgers. And then my house almost burned down, so I was like, all right, this is out of control. We've never done it before, and they have to be prepared next time they do it. Cause
yeah. You know, we did the same thing my senior year because it was our D end and Ty was our, I can't remember if he was our guard or tackle. But same thing. We were big grillers. And the one thing I got into my senior year, and I'd be curious if you do this yet, I'm a big proponent of it, is grilling your bun.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Okay. Yes. Okay. It seems to just hold, like, you know, it also just kind of helps, you know, keep some of that moisture from just sucking into it. And we really got into that, and man, we were grilling constantly and playing washers in the back and playing, you know, bags and all that stuff. So
our house came with a dartboard, like, stand. So first thing I got for the house was a dartboard. So we got the grill and the dartboard. Those are our two claims to fame at our house so far.
I like it. Hopefully, you know, in high school, I played a lot. What's that?
Yeah. Hopefully a pool table soon. We're looking for one, but hard to find.
Man, you know, sometimes, if I find one, I'll let you know. Cause occasionally I come across one, the same thing. I can't put one in our house, downstairs, just kind of the way our house is situated. But I'm like, you know, we were looking at some new properties over the last, you know, probably, gosh, 9 months or so. And I'm like, I would love to have a dartboard. I would love to have a pool table, you know, too, as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like it's just, you just got to have it. But you run into people that are like, hey, we're moving. We got to offload this thing. Take it if you want it, you know, type of thing. So
yeah,
if I find one, I'll see if I can get it your way here a little bit.
Yeah. The problem is I got a Honda Accord, so it's hard to haul things. I need to find someone with a good truck, but I don't know if anyone trusts me enough for that. So,
well, we'll tell you what, if you find one, you let me know. I've got an F-250. We'll make it happen. So
perfect. Perfect.
Offers on the table. I'll be in touch. Offers on the table. I just may require you to grill a burger and, you know,
all right, deal.
So that'll work. Now I do want to go back and talk about one thing, because you mentioned it earlier around Coach Ragone, and you know, I've heard you have some pretty strong relationships with both Coach Blair and Coach Ragone. So can you maybe just, you know, share a little bit of insight to relationships with those two? I mean, Coach Blair was there when I played, you know, so he is like a staple, you know, in that program. And you know, Coach Ragone, I've gotten to know pretty well over the last couple of years, but tell me a little bit about those guys and your relationship with them.
Yeah. So, I mean, Coach Ragone, I mean, he was the coach who recruited me in high school. So instantly we had, that's the first coach I met at Augie, and then him being my O-line coach, we've obviously hung out a lot over the years. He's clearly, I'm an O-lineman, so I might be biased, but he's the best coach at Augie in my opinion. we definitely have a good, close relationship. I have a lot of trust in him, and he deals with my antics. So he definitely is a good coach. And then Coach Blair, he's been around for so long. He's been with my stepdad, obviously, when he was here. So that was obviously a instant relationship, because he knows so much about my family, and he took me in right away because I was Dave's stepson. So it's been, he's just the best coach too. He can get along with anyone. And same with Ragone. Ragone knows everyone's mom and dad and how they're doing. So those coaches, they definitely keep the program up and light. So I shout out those guys.
Absolutely. They're great. I mean, I just remember, I mean, gosh, I remember as a freshman, and I guess it had been 2001, the fall, you know, and just kind of Coach Blair just coming out, all right, ready to get better today. You know, and I'm like, you know, with that time we were doing 2 and 3 days. Man, and it was like, yeah, ready to get better today. Let's do it. I'm like, this guy is, he's got the energy ready to go.
Still does. He's not lost his step one bit. Yeah, it brings energy every day.
I heard he's still, so randomly, a guy I work with or worked with at my organization, H&I, he has a tree farm up in Port Byron. So every year for, gosh, the past 10, 11 years, me and my family have gone to a tree farm and got a Christmas tree. And I was just talking to him last year, because we do it the Friday after Thanksgiving is when they're open. They're only open a day because they sell out of all their trees. It's a, you go, you hand cut them, you do all that. But he knows Coach Blair. He goes, hey, do you know Dick Blair? I said, yeah. He goes, man, we do an annual, like, I don't know if it's flag or some, I think a flag football game or something like that. And Dick Blair still plays. And I'm like, I'm like, he's still playing. Goes, oh yeah. No, he's still playing. Cause I think a career, I think also played in it. I don't know if that, you know, kind of family friends, you know, kind of in that area, but I'm like, man, Coach Blair still get it done. Like I hope I have his energy.
Yeah, I need to see that in person. That's crazy.
See if I can get invited to it this year. Well, hey, well, last thing, you know, just to really kind of turn it over to you, you know, if there's anyone in particular you'd like to thank, family, friends, coaches, you know, you haven't talked about, any shout outs you'd like to make, just, you know, any final thoughts that you want to share here. The floor is certainly kind of all yours for as much time as you like.
Yeah. Well, let me just say thank you to my family. Wouldn't be here without them, especially my grandpa, my stepdad, my mom, all those, everyone in my family. I wouldn't be half the person I am without them. I wouldn't be here without Ragone either. Kept me on the straight and narrow these past years, especially when it's been tough. Just everyone, all the players at Augie. I mean, we really are a family there. I don't know if I would have been coming back if I was at another school, because everyone here, they just make it worth it to come back. I missed it so much being gone for that year. So it's great being back.
I love it. Well, Max, thanks again for, you know, carving some time out for me for this. I certainly appreciate it. It's tremendous to see you back. You know, I remember I was at the scrimmage last year, and, you know, you were up kind of running, you know, the scoreboard and doing some of that stuff, and you and I connected a little bit. So it was great to see you back on the field, you know, doing something that you love to do. You're happy, healthy, and doing awesome. So it's been great to see that. And, man, let's rebound from Saturday. And it's homecoming week. Ironically, it's my 20th anniversary. I'm not doing any events because, you know, I've got the football game. But yeah, 20th anniversary, gosh, of my graduation. So I'm hoping to see a bunch of people. But man, homecoming, family weekend. We're hosting Milliken. Great opportunity to bounce back, get better, pick up that first conference win. So I'm excited as always. I appreciate you coming on again tonight. Definitely have a great night.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, it's been a pleasure, my man. It's been a pleasure to watch you and kind of see your journey, you know, over your career. So I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
If you like today's episode, make sure to just subscribe to the Viking Press Pass.
Four letters, 1 year, word. Four letters, 1 word. Yay!